I think maybe we should start with some phonology talkbacks.
Well, let's do that. And let's start with some of the kids. Okay. So I can't resist. I think we should start with the report from Mr. Adams' fourth grade class at Northern Elementary School in Bemidji.
And what is their teacher's name? Are there?
That's Mr. Adams, and Annabelle is our reporter for this segment.
I have a lot of milkweed behind my house, and it is lemon yellow colored. On Monday, Hannah spotted a monarch butterfly sitting on a picnic table at recess. Amaya S. and Casey saw it also. Mr. Adams had a mosquito land on his hand in the duck blind on Saturday. There was a thunderstorm that went through Bemidji on Sunday night with lots of thunder and lightning. Robins have been seen in flocks of around 10 or 20. We are very thankful to have Mr. Latimer in our classroom on Monday, and we learned a lot about how to be great observers. Thank you, Mr. Latimer, for sharing your knowledge with us, and thank you to all the people who make this radio show possible. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
Couldn't have said it better ourselves. Thank you, Annabelle.
And Annabelle's not thanking the staff and volunteers at KXE. She's thanking people who listen. They've supported it all these years.
Yeah.
And you're the person that has made this kind of programming possible and this kind of connection from kids. These are not kids just staring down at their smartphone telling you about their game they're playing.
Yeah.
They're connected to something. So please pledge your support now, 800-662-5799.
Well, let's carry on. There are certainly more reports. We heard from Nathan Lindner's class, his fifth grade class at the Grand Rapids, at the Robert J. Elkington Middle School in Grand Rapids, and they sent along this report. Anna and Connor are our reporters this morning from the Grand Rapids area.
Hello, my name is Anna and Connor from Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at Robert J. Elkington Middle School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
Our class has noticed that it is getting colder and the days are getting shorter. Alyssa saw a robin eating berries in her yard, but overall, students noticed that many birds are gone.
Students noticed that many leaves and needles are falling, changing color, and falling to the ground from the wind.
One student noticed that there aren't any bees around. Many students reported the deer in the fields on Highway 38 and 17. Mary saw a frog burrow itself into mud in her swamp.
One student noticed that animals are searching for food more because food is more scarce.
We are wondering when frosty mornings will be more consistent.
Good question about the frosty mornings there. I would expect frosty mornings to become more consistent once we slide into November. Typically, November is our month of ice forming on the lakes. Some years, not till December, but most years, November is when the ice forms, especially on the smaller lakes. And so I would think that more consistent frosty mornings will come about in November, but what I have seen of the long-term weather forecast, it looks like we're going to stay pretty warm, which is okay by me at this time. I've got plenty of outside projects to get done before we move into our winter time projects. We heard this week from Ms. Teegee's North Shore Community School along the shores of Lake Superior near Two Harbors.
My name is Amelia, and I'm your phrenologist for this week. Cooler temperatures have finally brought on peak fall colors to northeast Minnesota. Rachel reported that the reds are spectacular up on the Gun Club Road. On October 13th, bluebirds passed through our school playground. Cyrus noticed that the aspens are losing their leaves. Hadley likens it to snow falling, and Janie reported that many leaves are almost completely off the trees in some areas. Some were surprised to learn that conifers do indeed lose some needles in the fall. You notice some yellow needles when this happens. The white pines continue losing their needles for fall, according to Ryan. Our tamarack trees have not changed over to gold yet. A yellow rumped warbler made its way into our school on Thursday when kids headed out for the bus and had to be caught and let back outside. A small unidentified rail was seen walking across Corky Road. Speaking of birds, it's migration time, and many songbirds line the warm roads where insects hang out. The insects provide an important food source for them. Warblers, goldfinches, and bluebirds, and many other species, are unfortunately hit by the dozens of cars and trucks speed on their way to work. Give them a break during this short migration time. Leaving for your destination a bit earlier and driving slower helps save hundreds of birds from death. It is found that by driving 45 miles an hour on rural roads, birds have enough time to get out of the way. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
And be observant. Thank you, Amelia. That was well done. And a little lesson in there.
A tip,
yeah. Slow down. Give the birds a chance. I try to practice that myself, especially on those country roads. And this time of year, not only are there birds on those country roads, but occasionally there'll be a snake on the country roads. And the snakes are going to look a lot like sticks. So if you're going a little slower, you'll have a chance to identify it before you actually hit it. And maybe you will be able to swerve around it, but not too abrupt of a swerve, you know? Take care, and we don't want anybody to lose control of their vehicle while they're trying to dodge a snake. I guess a snake isn't worth all of that, but at the same time, if you have the opportunity, why not? Our final school report this week comes from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class at the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota. Tyler is our reporter.
Yesterday, Ron, the driver of bus 8, watched a huge brown eagle flying over his house. He wondered if it could be a golden eagle that maybe the strong winds the past few days could have blown its migration route. Many flocks of dark-eyed juncos have been reported in our town during the past week. Some of us spotted purple finches at our bird feeders. We watched from our classroom and as Wednesday's strong winds strip the bright yellow green ash leaves off the trees along the street in less than an hour. The silver maple leaves stayed put. They're about 75% yellowy-brown. I live at Pine Mill Corp, and from my house, I can see the Midas Memorial Building every day. A whole army of pigeons line up on top of its roof and pretty much stay put all day. Actually, right, seeing her breath Friday morning, it was white as the new snow that fell there that day. Her mom made her wear her winter coat, but she was okay with that because it's brand new. All the red leaves are gone from the trees in the school forest. And half of the elder ones are gone too. But we've noticed one cool thing. The long grasses along the roads and in the swamps is turning many beautiful shades of golden yellow. Paige went hunting with her dad and they saw a grouse standing on the road. And it wasn't scared of them a bit. Her dad shot it, of course, and then he took it home and ate it. And it didn't taste half bad. Mackenzie reports that a few of her grandma's 7-foot-tall sunflowers are standing in her garden. The stalks don't have any leaves on them anymore, and the sunflowers sort of look like giant lollipops. Her grandma was happy about that, but not about finding a dead squirrel Mackenzie's dog had buried there. This is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Nice job, Tyler. A little bit of background noise there. Kids doing what kids do, I guess, and that we can expect from these nice kids' reports. But I liked his stories. They were great, well told, and the sunflowers like lollipops. My neighbor grows these giant sunflowers, and indeed, they look like lollipops. They're quite spectacular. I don't know. The dead squirrel, you know, maybe a little fertilizer for the next crop of sunflowers. It might not be all bad.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a backstory there about that dog.
Yeah. My dog is, I don't know. She ate something yesterday that didn't agree with her, and she's been a problem. I'm sure that she'll be better today. Now we move away from our children, the school children who have sent in their reports, and we move into some of your own reports, including a note from Dallas. He said there's still big flocks of juncos and sparrows, kinglets. He thought that the tamaracks were approaching their peak of color. Some red oaks and poplars are still showing some great color. And he's seen a couple of sulfur butterflies still. So that's from the Akeley area. Mark sent along a note, said that he saw three monarchs on Sunday at Eagle Ridge Golf Course, which is, you know, if you're... If you're going to wait until the very last, you've got to expect some surprises on the way to Mexico. Good luck to those guys, I guess. Finally, we heard this note came in just this came in last Tuesday, and it's kind of a neat note because there was some other stuff on Facebook that sort of exemplified the same thing. Just a note to let you know that tamaracks along Highway 37 between Hibbing and Forbes have changed rather dramatically since Friday. Even yesterday, they were not as gold as they are this morning. Still lots of green tamaracks, but many more gold. And this is mostly in low areas with lots of moisture. And I had noticed the same thing, that a lot of tamaracks in the past week went from kind of that greenish yellow color to bright yellow gold right now. And those are mostly the ones in the swamps. The ones up on higher ground, they're just starting to get real color. I had a couple of notes about tamaracks this past week that sort of exemplified that. We heard from our good friend Dallas down in Deerwood, and he said that in the past week he has seen darners, meadowhawk dragonflies, grasshoppers, a monarch butterfly. There are still flocks of juncos and robins. He saw another butterfly on the 15th that went unidentified, and he's had encounters with these wasps, late-season wasps. They're usually, you know, by now we've usually had one hard frost, which will kill them off. And so far, we haven't had that hard frost. We've had one light frost here in Grand Rapids. And it slowed them down some, but Ed and I are both happy that the wasps are at a speed now where we can actually avoid them. They're kind of old man speed, which is good for us because we're old men. And he saw some wild turkeys. And from the Facebook page, lots of stuff on tamaracks if you want to check that out. And from Bruce River, Wisconsin, our good friend Corrine sent along a note about cowslips and forget-me-nots still blooming in that area. So lots of things going on out there. It's an exciting time of year, and I know that a lot of you are excited to listen to Phenology. And if you are listening now, you should call and pledge your membership.
800-662-5799.